The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 603.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a fashion designer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kimberly Maitland-Smith. Kimberly, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Morning. So I'm Kimberly Moon Smith. I'm from Cebu, but I didn't really grow up here. I left when I was 6. Came back 7 years ago and started blogging and then started a fashion line eventually. I'm vegan, so I'm a vegan activist, which is a little hard in the Philippines, but you know, if it's something you want to do, it's quite easy. And yeah, I'm excited to have a chat with you this morning.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Kimberly, what's your cultural background?
So I'm Filipino and my dad is English, so I'm half English. And I left when I was 6, moved to England, then moved to Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam because my dad had a factory there, and then moved to Thailand. So I lived in Thailand for 6.5 years, and then I went to college and finally came back here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite, there's a lot, but one of them that really sticks with me is be you, do you for you. Yeah, I really like that quote because it's easy to really lose ourselves being around people all the time and comparing yourself to others. So it's really important to be, you know, who you are and to be true to yourself and to be yourself for yourself, like for no one else, because if you do change yourself for someone else, it just doesn't stick. And then it's not being true to yourself. It makes you unhappy. So yeah, I really like that quote.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
For me, self-confidence is loving who you are and who you are not and embracing it completely. Because like once you embrace who you are, nothing can bring you down. And when you do you without question, the universe tends to follow and things just start to fall into place. So yeah, I believe that self-confidence is loving yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that definition because when it comes to loving ourselves, we tend to love, you know, the good parts, not realizing we also have to love the flaws, the mistakes that we make, like the total package, embracing who we are and just living life with the good and the bad parts of us. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Kimberly, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, well, moving from the Philippines to England, we went to an all-girls school. So it was really very different culturally as well. Obviously, it's from Philippines. My accent wasn't English. It was very difficult to be confident. I mean, I didn't know what it was. My self-esteem was low. You're around people who grew up with each other. You're a new student. Life was just, I guess, difficult. Every day you think about what you're going to wear. You think about how people are going to think of you. You try and alter yourself to fit in, to be like other people. And yeah, obviously it's not a good feeling. You try not to be who you are. So yeah, it wasn't easy for sure.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's always difficult when we move to a different country, especially when you don't look like everyone else, right? We tend to wonder, why do we look different? Why can't we look like everyone else? And you know, and we try to assimilate to the cultures of other countries and still try to keep our culture at the same time, which can be challenging, right? But what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and be who you are and, you know, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
For me, it was actually when I moved to Thailand when I was high school. It was, I guess, seeing everyone who was so different. I mean, everyone was so different, but I don't know, they were confident. So I guess I was looking up to more people who were confident about who they were. And that's what brought it out of me, because I was like, asking myself, if they can be who they are and everyone is, someone will still be your friend, you know? Like, they're still themselves. And then why can't I do the same? And also, when I moved back, there were a lot of Asian mixed race and all that. So I obviously felt more comfortable in my own skin. So that aha moment was definitely just being inspired by other women or other girls who were confident with themselves. It really brought it out for me. So yeah, that was really nice. That felt really good. And then I started being myself more.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I always believe when you can relate to people who are just like you, especially having that representation, it really does matter, because then you can see what's possible in yourself, right? Like what you mentioned, you're able to see more mixed race women in Thailand who are just their true selves. And, you know, when they're okay with it, then you're okay with it, right? And you can go out there and, like you mentioned, be who you truly are. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
My life has been great. I mean, I just don't really care what people think anymore. When you stop doing that and stop judging yourself, then no one else can really judge you. So, and it's also nice to inspire other women who have a lack of self-esteem. So it's nice to be that person who lifts people up, lifts other women up. I think it's important to do that to every girl. So it's never nice to feel like you have low self-esteem and low confidence. And being more confident also drives you to do what you want in life. So that's also very important.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
My one tip would be finding confidence within you. It doesn't really matter what you look like at the end of the day. I know a lot of beautiful women who still have lack of self-confidence. So I really think it's finding yourself within you and finding the strength that you need to be yourself and not worrying about what other people think. Because once you drop that, you just start caring and loving more as well. And you attract those kind of people into your life and good, fun relationships as well. What you see yourself as, other people see you too. So it's important to find the beauty in yourself. If it helps to list down all the things you like about yourself, I think that's important. You read that every day. It helps you to stop thinking about what you're not good at or what you don't have or what you don't like about yourself. And it brightens your mood every day to just know what you like about yourself. Yeah, I think that's important. That helps a lot.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I have a blog called Salty Soul, and that's spelled SOLTISOUL.com. I also have an Instagram page at Kimberly Maitland Smith and my Facebook as well. I share a lot of my vegan recipes, spiritual tips. Yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kimberly, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Kimberly's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Kimberly for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.